What are those bits that I'm seeing in my vision? I'm looking at this white wall, your computer, or the sky, and you see like little bits floating around. It's like there's a fly in the vision or a cobweb, something. Oh, what's that sitting on my shoulder? If that's you, you've probably come across floaters within your vision. And in this episode, I'm going to tell you exactly what floaters are, why they're so important, and in some cases, actually, how they can actually threaten your eyesight. So stick around for this episode, and you'll learn all about eye floaters. I'll be right back after the intro music. Have you been diagnosed with an eye disease, or do you have unanswered questions about your eyes? In this podcast series, we'll be diving deep into all eye-related aspects. So stick around to discover the answers you've been looking for. My name's Vic Masuria, and I'd like to welcome you to the Ultimate Eye Health Podcast. So if you're here, you've probably noticed those floaters, those pesky things in your vision. And don't worry, you're not alone. There's loads of people that experience these, and we see it really commonly in practice. Now, majority of floaters actually are innocuous. They're just one of these things. The best way I can always describe it to my patients is if you imagine those snow domes you used to get, you know, at Christmas time, and you kind of shake them up and you see the little bits floating around in the snow dome. Eventually, after a few minutes, those little snowflakes within those snow domes settle away to the bottom and you don't notice them. So that's kind of how I describe your eye and these floaters. So your eye is filled with a jelly known as your vitreous. And as time goes on, these jelly changes consistency. It tends to become a bit more liquid. Now, normally this jelly is attached all the way at the back of the eye. And I'd say as time goes on, in majority of cases, these floaters are due to this, what we call a PVD, a posterior vitreous detachment, which your optometrist or somebody may have said to you. And it's basically this jelly is pulling away from the back of the retina, hence starting to float around and cast a shadow at the back of the eye. Hence, you're seeing it when you're looking at a white wall or there's bright lights or something like that. So those things are completely normal and they happen as most people get older and sometimes you see them. The other cause of floaters is slightly different, where you're starting to see debris within the tears at the front of the eye. So typically if you have dry eye symptoms or if you're a contact lens wearer, sometimes younger people can experience these floaters. Still same effect, but they tend to be a bit more squiggly and a bit more wiggly, and they tend to be lighter in colour, see-through, and they tend to be more deposits within the tear film. But majority of floaters that we see and most people see, and if you're seeing dark spots against the back, whiter, lighter background, it tends to be vitreous floaters. So these are little bits within the jelly of the eye. And I'd say completely normal. Now, there is some instances where these floaters or this process of this PVD, posterior vitreous detachment, can be a little bit more of a concern. And that's typically when somebody is short-sighted or it's related to trauma or sometimes inflammatory concerns or inflammatory disorders. So sometimes you can see people with sarcoidosis, inflammatory bowel disease, underlying rheumatoid arthritis, various things like this, that you can see inflammation within the eye. And these typically, these floaters or this inflammation is happening with same within the jelly, but it's also involving some different layers at the back of the eye. And the floaters tend to be a lot more intense. Both eyes with visual symptoms, visual disruption of blurry vision, light sensitivity and things like this. So if you're experiencing intense floaters with other associated symptoms, then again, it's important that you get that seen to, especially if you've known to have some underlying inflammatory disease. But if we go back to that vitreous detachment, so majority of the cases of what we're talking about, where this vitreous, this jelly is changing consistency and causing those floaters like that snow dome. And as I said, majority of the time are completely innocuous. Now, as I said, in odd instances, this can be a bit more of a risk when this PVD is happening. And that is most commonly when we see this jelly comes away from the back of the eye. And in that process, the person will see the odd flashes of light. So people like taking photographs of you, or in a dark room, you suddenly move your eye and you're catching these flashes of light come across the vision. Now, the reason of why you're seeing flashes is because the jelly is knocking into the retina. Don't forget the retina is the film at the back of the eye, the light sensitive part. So when the jelly knocks at the back of the eye, it stimulates it and it causes a flash. Now, when you see the odd one or two floaters and the odd flash when you suddenly start to these appear, again, that's typically is low risk for non-retinal complications, i.e. it's not affecting the light sensitive part of the eye. It's just evidence that this PVD is occurring. However, in this instance, if you notice lots of flashing lights that suddenly appear, or a shadow or a curtain or some disruption to your vision, that potentially is a bit more worrying, a bit more sinister, because it can indicate that there's been a tear in the retina, or in some cases, some of this liquefied jelly has flown into the tear, and in some cases, the retina has started to peel away and cause what we call a retinal detachment, which can be quite devastating to the vision, especially if it progresses to the centre part of the vision, and it would definitely need looking at, in some cases, surgical repair. So the be-all and end-all, actually, of floaters, majority of them, completely innocuous. However, if you've got a sudden onset of floaters, especially lots of little ones with flashing lights or a disruption of your vision, best thing to do is speak to your local optometrist or eye specialist and let them have a look. Now, the best way somebody can have a look at that, we want to extend and see as much of the retina as physically possible. So historically, this might have been done with dilation drops, and in majority of cases, dilation drops will still be used. But we can use various bits of technology now that allow us to look at the peripheral retina in a lot more detail. Previously, you may have had to lie down on a bed where somebody used to have to use a manual head-mounted instrument, and things of what we call something like what we call an optomap, which is a very clever retinal scan, which gives us the ability to scan all the peripheral retina. It's a great screening tool in combination with a microscope and dilation appointments to review the risk of retinal detachment or tear. So as I say, if you've got the floaters and they've been there for a long time and it's not really causing any disruption to your vision, I wouldn't typically worry about them. But if you've definitely suddenly appeared to have these floaters within in a very short time space, one eye specific, with flashing lights and other symptoms, don't leave it, because in some cases it can be sight threatening. So definitely speak to a professional and get that checked out. I really just want to make sure that you don't have a torn retina or further complications. And as I say, the only other thing is inflammatory eye disease or inflammatory factors within your body. So if you're experiencing lots of floaters, even if you're not getting any flashings or disruption to your vision, if you're getting red, inflamed eyes, light sensitive eyes, or known to have an underlying inflammatory disease or disorder systemically, i.e. within your body, again, it's really wise that you see an eye specialist to let them have a look at your eyes and make sure your eyes have not been involved with the underlying inflammatory disease. So that was a bit of a whirlwind tour off floaters and eye floaters. Hope it gave you a little bit of a quick insight around them, reassured you in one way, but more so gave you the education of the things that you need to look out for and act upon appropriate if it does happen to you. I hope you found that useful, and I really look forward to catching you guys on the next episode. Cheers, guys. Catch you again. Bye. If you found this podcast series useful, please screenshot this episode using your phone and post it on socials and tag me at Vic Masuria using the hashtag iHealthPodcast. This way you can help me spread the word and help others just like you.